Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly. Raven is talking with Blake in her office.
Blake, you're telling me this story in the most sincere way, but I'm not buying it. Matt is really Oscar McBain? Come on.
Raven is true. I've done some investigating, and there are so many signs that prove this is just not some crazy notion.
I honestly think you're just not willing to accept that Matt isn't the same anymore. He's not a good person, and he's not someone you should be living with. But we've been through this, and it's none of my business.
But it is, Raven. As of today.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I went to see Mandy Sellett to get some answers.
Blake, if you're relying on Mandy as a source of truth in your little investigation, you are going down a dangerous path.
She knows the truth, I'm sure of it. I think she even knows what happened with the real Matt Malone. But she told me that she would only tell me if I helped her get out of the psych ward.
She's playing you, Blake. This whole scenario is just one big setup. Can't you see that?
Raven, I'm taking a big chance by telling you all this. The last thing I need is for Mac to find out and go confront Matt.
Blake, if I told Mac any of this, he probably wouldn't stop laughing for hours.
Fine. But please don't say anything to him.
So why is it you're telling me all this now?
Because you are my best friend, Raven, and I wanted you to know the real reason I went back to Matt. And I wanted you to be aware that I'm trying to get information from Mandy.
Why didn't you tell me the truth when I first found out about you and Matt?
Because I didn't want Matt to know. Because if Matt gets the slightest inkling that we're on to him, we may never get the answers we're looking for. But now I don't know what to do. As much evidence as I've come up with, I haven't been able to convince Joe Zegas to make this a police matter.
Well, I can hardly blame him.
I need a sounding board, Raven. I've been so desperate for someone to talk to about this, I put my thoughts down in a blog online.
Blake, I appreciate you coming clean with me, and this does change my perspective. But it's all too much for me to just buy this whole imposter thing. I'm sorry.
Down the hall, Rex is in his office talking with Perry.
I spoke with Miss Huffman. Zoe contacted her today and requested the DNA to prove Gregory is her blood nephew. Apparently, she wasn't too happy when Miss Huffman told her that she couldn't just take Gregory.
Good. Does she really think it's best for anyone to just take Gregory away from us? There had to be a reason Gregory's mother ran away from her family and stayed away for the rest of her life.
No kidding. I think while we're waiting for the DNA test results, we should find out more about this woman.
How do you propose we do that?
Well, Hannah connected some of the dots for me. This Zelda woman, Gregory's mother, has some kind of connection to Chuck Landers. She said he would be the perfect person to talk to about Zoe.
Great. Let's give him a call. I don't want to just sit around and wait for her to take our son.
Hopefully he'll be able to tell us more about why Zelda left home. If that family isn't all it's cracked up to be, there's no way they're taking Gregory from us.
At Raven and Mac's apartment, Raven has just arrived home from work and finds Mac waiting for her in the living room.
Hey, how was work?
Don't ask. It was a long day. How's Marty?
He's upstairs sleeping. I just put him to bed.
I'll go up and check on him in a minute. You wouldn't believe what Blake told me today. It's so ludicrous that I don't even think I can repeat it.
Well, before you get to that, I have some news for you. I accepted a job today.
What? Really? I knew you had some appointments, but I thought they were with some career services companies. Where's the job?
At Dean Industries.
Dean? As in the place where Todd worked? And the place where Serena Stiles still works?
Yes. Serena told me about a job opening and even contacted the hiring manager for me.
Hold on a minute. Serena told you? When on earth have you talked to Serena?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.